Any PZT, say line one. Nothing heard. Any PZT out.
Can you still hear, Sean? U-E-K-P-P.
Good morning, Wally. W-A-F-U.
Hey, I saw you on my stream today. Say hi. Sorry about your loss.
Yeah. Secretly going. I know it.
Yeah, by one point. A couple mistakes were made, but by one point. Oh, my God. Although, Oregon had to be the happiest team in the world yesterday. They beat the mighty powerhouse.
Well, let's not forget, they were number three. So it was number two versus number three, and it was in their rather loud stadium. So it's not the worst thing that could happen. And in this new playoff, it hardly matters. There's going to be so many people making the cut. I think if you played them, if those two teams played three or four times, I think, the outcome will be different, the majority of them. It was a weird game, a lot of weird things. I don't know if you watched it or not, but it was just, some of the stuff going on was crazy.
We only caught, like, the last 3 or 4 minutes of it. We went to bed, and we usually watched the news, and they turned it on to that channel, and then we caught, like, the last 3 or 4 minutes of it, and so we really, I mean, neither one of the teams, like, are on our bucket list, so really didn't watch it, but we caught the tail end of it, and then they were talking about all the mistakes and the timings, and all, of course, you know, everybody's a Monday morning quarterback. You know how that goes. I'm sure you've heard that story before. You know, it's just amazing how talented these newscasters, these sportscasters are when it comes to sports. And so, okay, then why are you sportscasting? Why aren't you coaching? You know, it's like, okay, give it up. But it is what it was. Yeah, I do agree. If it was the best out of three or the best out of five or something like that, yeah, I agree. Michigan would come up on top of all of that, you know. That's why they do what, best out of five in baseball, best out of seven in hockey, best, you know. So, yeah, I agree with you there. If it would have been the best out of any number, best out of three, best out of five, yeah, Michigan would have won it. You know, they would have won the series, that was for sure.
Well, you're saying Michigan, but I think I know what you mean. But, I mean, I was pretty upset yelling at the TV and everything, but in the end, it's not going to be, yeah, it's a bragging rights thing in the end. To lose by 1 point on the road to the number three team. I have a feeling what should probably happen is that'll drop them to, I doubt that'll drop them much below four, if it even drops them before. They may just simply switch places. Oregon may go to two, and Ohio may drop to three, and Texas will stay at one. I think if they put Penn State ahead, that would be ridiculous, but you never know. And it doesn't matter. They're going to be up there in the top, you know, top five, top six, no matter, even if they don't do what I expect. So just changes a little bit about who you got to run through in the playoffs now, you know, not like the old days where you got to finish top four. All right, anyhow, I was looking at the weather here. I don't know if I'm going to even get my bike ride in, let alone any other one. So it's cold and rainy, and so I got to get my bike out and see if the work that was done to it was satisfactory. So, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just go get breakfast.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah, we're going to run to the food market, the farmer's market in town. Hopefully they still got some corn left, and if not, it is what it is, and then we're going to help move tonight. Or this afternoon, her daughter's coming over, so we got to get rid of that house right now. Between the two of us, we got two houses, and the rain, the weather did turn ugly. So, yeah, we'll chat with you a little bit later, I'm sure. So, and then baseball game too. That was another thing that we listened to it, but that five run inning, that was a killer. That really. The Detroit's going to recover. Okay, that was kicking the kneecaps. That really was the turning point of that game.
Oh, yeah, that one's a little different. You know, everybody knew they were playing on house money, as they say. And, you know, so we have to tell ourselves, you know what, they did great. But still, you know, they were right there. So it's disappointing. But, yeah, that was pretty much they couldn't come back from that. Although, I tell you what, a couple of you, I thought maybe. But, whatever. All right, have fun, and we'll talk to you later. W8FU.
Carry on, sir. N-A-K-P-P.
K-P-P.
Well, did you get your corn?
Not yet. That's where we're heading. We're in the car. But we got to go eat first. So, and last week was pretty slim pickings, so I imagine the corn season is over. But I'm going to try because I love it when it comes right out of that little farmer's market thing. But you never know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the farmer market of which you speak. I'm not terribly far from Eastern Market. I can run down there, and you know, I can be down there in 15, 20 minutes. And we got a pretty good one in Royal Oak as well that runs periodically. So I don't know where you're going, but it's the time of year, right? Harvest time.
Yeah, it's almost past. No, but left side of the state's grapes, that's all done. They had a good season this year because the longer they hang on the vines, the more sugar they make until they freeze, and then it's over. You got 2 days or something. So they had a good year. They didn't have any freezing, so that turned out good for them. What else? Oh, Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are probably in. That would be my second choice. I'm fine with those. And, yeah, when you said Eastern Market, I got kind of a look because I avoid Eastern Market. She likes Eastern Market. So I don't know. I just feel intimidated down there. And, you know, she grew up around here, so she grew up going down there, she said. So she's not intimidated as much as I am. You know, I grew up in Paw Paw. Kind of an excluded life. Backwoods excluded life. You gotta throw that word in there. Sure you heard that.
Yeah, those of us that actually get into the city and all that stuff, you know, we realize quite well there's limitations. You know, there's just, you definitely got to be aware, situationally aware and careful about where you go, and there's certain areas you just stay out of. But in general, I snicker when people like, you know, oh, I'm not going down there. It's, you know, it's like, okay, you're missing out, dude. I mean, and people that say that generally have never been down there, but it's not, it's great. You'd be fine. Let's do it sometime. Let's make a plan. Of course, you know, this, maybe if we get an Indian summer and there's a nice Sunday morning or something like that, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But, maybe next year. But we'll make it a plan. We'll do it.
Yeah, she's shaking her head up and down. That'd be good. That way we have two wife's dogs. So, but with her, she always told me, no, don't go this way, that way. So I guess I would just follow the leaders. But, yeah, I was rather impressed. I've been down there a couple, three times. So, you know what else I really, really like down there is that Bloody Mary bar. That is really good. Basically, you order a Bloody Mary, and it's almost a meal. It's got asparagus in it and celery and all sorts of stuff. That's really good. For Vito's. You ever been there?
No, I can't say that I have. You sure it's not Vivio's or is it Vito's?
I'm being told Vito's, V-I-T-O. I know it's within like one block walking distance of the Eastern Market. And I stumbled in at kitty corner across the street, she said. And did it there. We were down there one time, I remember, a little while back, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and they had a fire going on in the building next door to the Eastern Market. And I was over there watching, and one of the Detroit firemen walked up to me and goes, can I help you? And, you know, I told him I was friends with Kim, and, you know, and I played fireman when I was younger on the other side of the thing. And the guy opened the door, can't see a coat, and says, here, help us. I go, oh, no, dude, I know nothing about this type of business. But he was serious, but, yeah, real friendly, you know, type thing. But It was an experience. But yeah, I do like all of the stuff that comes into town. It is really nice. You know, that the my limited experience, it was nice.
Yeah, there's a lot to like, and there's a lot to, you know, be careful of. You know, it's just like, you know, but as long as you're smart. And, you know, a lot of people get in trouble because, like, if you're going somewhere, you know, out in the burbs and, you know, there's an obstacle or, you know, you just take any path, right? You know, and you can just get there and you can say, well, I'm going to turn down here and go back here and come around. I'm going to park over here and walk or something like that. So you can't make those, unless you really know what you're doing, you don't do that down there. So that's where people get in trouble. You know, it's like, you know, oh, I'll just park over here, you know, and then cut through these alleys and everything like that to get over to the festival. Yeah, no. So as long as you don't do stupid stuff like that, it's all good. All right. Anyhow, I just wanted to say hi. I'll cut you guys loose and let you go enjoy the market. Find out how it did. I'm going to get back to cleaning up here. I was going to go get something, but then I said, nah, you know what? So I made up some eggs and stuff, and now I got to go clean the pans. I'll be listening after yours. W8FU.
I mean, good. We just pulled in the restaurant.
Go ahead. Probably split a breakfast of sorts at M29. Chat later. W8FU and KPP.
This is W8FU testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, that's the monitoring state 5-1.
Hey, Dave, I have an RT3S question. I'm trying to get this little node set up for Tom. Do they do promiscuous, if you will, quote-unquote?
Yep. There's a filter setting somewhere. I don't remember exactly where it was, though. They call it time slot filter, and you say yes or no or something like that.
Okay, and then the last question, you know, before I dig around, can I key in the talk group number of these things? I guess that's ad hoc mode or whatever.
Yeah, you should be able to. You got I think it's the pound key. You hit the pound key, and then it'll be a group call, and you hit pound key again, and it's private call. So, of course, you just probably want group call. You just hit pound once, and then you type in the number, and then and that's all you have to do.
Okay. Yep. It's working. Still can't get the hotspot. I still can't get this Redivis to key at the hotspot. Although here I am on the Anytone, so something obviously I got wrong in the programming. Gonna look into it. I'll be listening. W8FU.
Yeah, the hotspot, if you set it up for him, it's only going to accept his DMR ID. There's like a private mode or something where it just ignores everybody else except for that DMR ID, so it's probably that. You know, if you can do one or two things. You could change your DMR ID and your radio to his temporarily just to play with it, or you can find the setting that allows any DMR ID.
No, I'm just doing everything on my ID, because yeah, I'm well aware of that. I didn't want to have that monkey me up, so I'm doing everything with my ID. Anywho, I gotta figure out. There's gotta be something, maybe color code, time slot. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
All right. Yeah, I know Don had trouble with that open spot back in the day, so. He might be running into the same thing. So, all right, I'm going to go over to the other side. But, yeah, cool, I'm on RF with the little mini Anytone. So we'll talk to you over on the other side. KF8S. W8CPT. W8CPT, KF8S. Statewide 1.
KF8S. Yeah, I'm on RF right now. I'm trying to get that changed in my radio.
All right, I just wanted to make sure that you were working. Okay, so, yeah, I'm on RF right now as well. So if you, once you get it working, I'll listen over here, see if I hear you. KF8S.
W8CPT. KF8S, W8CPT, you got a copy? W8CPT, KF8S, yep, we hear ya. Alright, so I had to make two contacts, one with just the SIM, or the RF one for MI1, and then I had to make a second one with this 31261. So that's why it wasn't working for me.
Yeah, that's how you do it. I mean, you know, one for the hotspot and one for RF.
All right, so now I got to go through my digital contacts and add. One, is it 1 through 4 that they have? I know we don't really use 2, 3, and 4, but is it 1 through 4, so I got all of them?
Well, there's statewide 1 on 51, time slot 1. There's statewide 2, which is 52, but on time slot 2. Then there's event 1, which I believe is, I don't remember the number, 53. And that's on time slot 1. And then event 2, which is on time slot 2. So that's what you do. You won't be talking on them, so I would just put your radio in promiscuous mode for each of the time slots for those channels, and then you don't have to worry about that because you're not going to talk on them. Those are listen only usually.
All right, so event 1 is 51, event 2 is 52, and event 3 is 53, and event 4 is 54.
I believe so. You can go to the MI5 website, you know, w8cmn.net, for the official word. As far as Brandmeister goes, I think only statewide 1 and maybe statewide 2 is on Brandmeister. I don't remember. But I would just worry about 1.
All right, I'm on there. Website now. So, it says 1 is primary use groups 51 and 52, and then events are 53 for 1, 54 for 2, 55 for 1. That don't make sense. Oh, different spot. Okay, I get it. I got it here now.
Yeah, if you're dealing with a repeater, on DMR, they have 2 time slots, so you can have 2 conversations going on the repeater on different time slots, which is kind of cool. It doesn't really happen too often, but, you know, statewide 1 is usually the primary one, and then statewide 2 is usually used for when they're, you know, working on the repeaters and stuff, and so that, you know, people can still use 1 while they're doing 2. I think that was the original intent, but, there you go. And then there's they have a mailing list that kind of lets you know when they're doing events, and you're supposed to be monitoring that so you know when to stay off of the repeaters when they're doing events.
Hello, come in. Am I making it?
We heard you, Sean. Do you hear us? Over.
Yeah, I heard Sean, too.
It's weird, no matter what I do, I cannot get the rid of this to key up the hotspot. I've got to be missing something obvious.
Does it work with the Anytone, out of curiosity? Is it just the rid of this that's having problems?
Yeah, this is the Anytone right here. Working the open shark just fine. I can see everything that's... It looks like it's receiving. The lights seem to indicate it's receiving the signal, but it doesn't. The status screen doesn't show that it's receiving, and of course, you don't hear me. I'm hearing you. I can hear what's coming out of the open, but for some reason, it seems to be on the right frequency. It seems to be hearing it, but not passing or setting up the call.
All right, my guess is it's probably the same. Remember you had this problem with your 878, and then you corrected it by modding the frequency that it, you know, you're I bet you the frequency's off on that Retivis.
Yep. I just don't know if there's a way to check that on this. Let's see. Here's BER. So, is that working? Yeah, I guess. Let me see if this works.
Also, I remember, if I remember correctly, I don't know if the Open Spot 1 has this, but there's, I know on the 4 you can have it, like, check your frequency deviation, and then it will tell you what to set the offset, kind of like auto-stabilizing, I don't know, something like that. But I don't know if the Open Spot 1 has that or not.
All right, let me check something here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I don't know how to read the BER chart with the on this Open Spot. It's got a graph. It says erroneous bits. So I got a little ripple down around zero when I'm talking on this radio. I've got less ripple but bigger spikes when I'm on the run of it. I don't know. I'll grab the other one. Can they both be off?
Well, the easiest way is to test with the Brandmeister Parrot, so maybe just test with the Parrot, and then it'll eventually come back. Otherwise, you got everybody on a statewide one listening. The whole five of us are listening.
And we should do what everybody else does, use reliable analog to figure out why they can't get their digital radios working.
Yep, well, you know, everybody that is successful on, a lot of people that are successful in DMR are usually using Anytones or Motorola's, so there you go.
Yeah, and I don't care, these things will go back in the box, and often they're not even mine, they're just that leftover Don stuff, I'm already having trouble, it's probably the radios, but I'm only doing this for Tom. See if we can get him set up with something, a DMR charity package. I'll continue to use my stuff. All right, anyhow, I'm going to fuck around with a little bit more. Enough on all this. Just it's more just topic of discussion. I'm not looking for you to figure it out, which I'm afraid it comes across that way. It's just more special. All right, WAFG.
KEA1KC. It makes me feel any better. I've been using you guys in conversation to fix my receiving problem, so thank you for that at least.
Yep, no problem. Yeah, the 3104 Brandmeister. It's not advertised very well. And don't know who's ultimately responsible. We think it's Brandmeister's side, but I don't know. But yeah, cool. Alrighty, I am going to switch over to my analog side. My radio is getting hot here, so everybody, I'm glad everybody got their stuff worked out. KFE then.
WA. Wow, that was weird. WAPAP.
Testing 1-2.
There.
I hear you, Sean. WAWTPT, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, new development. I just fired up my my Open Spot, the Open Spot 4, and all the radios are working just fine. But the original Open Spot only works with my Anytone. Doesn't work with the rest of us. So something weird going on there I got to figure out. You heard me there, right?
Yeah, I heard you, Sean. Dave's explaining DMR to me, and I'm trying to answer you and listen to him.
Yeah, normally I just assume it was something like that, but because of the problem I'm having with these radios, when I don't get a response, I'm like, oh, crap, now what's going on? All right, I'm going to get back to this.
All right, I got this monitoring, Sean. I'll try to answer you in between here.
Oh, it's not necessary. I've got plenty of ways to back monitor. So carry on. Take care of whatever you're doing.
when I get that puzzle. Because I just got to figure out my settings. So, just got to figure out. I got to be missing something. Let me get a few.
KFAS, WADAP. Nothing heard. WADAP.
Fancy meeting you here.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, I heard you out here earlier tonight. A few hours ago.
Yeah. Playing around with a few things. Okay. This is one of the RT3Ss that I modified. So, but I did not get this and the hotspot for Tom working. So I kind of give up on it. But it's working fine with my hotspot. As indicated right now, you hear me? It's working.
Roger. Are you outdoor antenna at all?
No, like you said, I'm just going to my little open spot, which is sitting about 18 inches from the antenna. So just on one of the RT3Ss with its supplied rubber ducky.
Yep, I got your name, call sign, city, state, and country on my display. So did you ever get that figured out too, or doesn't it display everything going through a hotspot?
Well, my AnyPhone has everything, full name, city, state, all that. But the RT3Ss only show name and call sign. So I don't know what that's all about. I haven't dug too deep into it.
I'm talking on the MD9600, about 10 watts, direct RF to the repeater. So, yeah, the repeater's showing about S9. It's hard to say, but yeah, working good. It's in and out. It's in and out. But yeah, you were making it. It was just cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I was receiving it that well. But whatever, I'm just horsing around anyhow. All right, I thought I'd answer you since you didn't get a response to your call. I'm going to go back to what I was doing. WAFU.
Sean, it doesn't look like you got your radio programmed right. You're on Detroit and Mount Clemens, and you're using Talk Group 31-61.
Ah, that would explain it. So this radio doesn't remember that the talk group is set regardless of the channel. Let me try it again then. Okay. Now let's try it. But it's working now.
There you go. Give me that sticker.
Key up again, Jeff. I want to see something on my display.
This is me. Keep it up, Stubber.
All right, Eric, let me see you again.
Joe, W-A-E-A-P. How's that?
Oh, you know what? I think Don had you programmed for the contact list on this. So it's not going to the downloaded database, and all I'm getting is your name and call. Because Jeff comes in with all that extended information. So that's just because I've got Captain Don's this as a contact. That makes enough on all that.
Yeah, that's the way that one radio I had, the 1701, was programmed. Everybody was just the name and the first call sign and the first name. And then I realized that it had everybody saved as a digital. You're saying if it's saved as a digital contact, it overrides the database, right?
Well,
cares?
That's the way I believe it works, yeah. That matches what I'm seeing here. Like, you and Dave just come in, first main call sign. But Jeff came in, you know, full name, call sign, and all the extended information, because he's not saved as a contact in these, because this is the Captain Don's code plug. I just stuffed in these. I have no intention of keeping these radios or using them, so I just wanted to get something in them real quick to see if they worked.
There's another guy using a goofy talk group on Mount Clemens.
Who's that, Jeff?
Dave. At 17:35 today. Oh, my bad. It might have been he was neg 124. My bad. Might have been on the edge and just didn't have all the data in the repeater. I'm looking at the Seabridge, Sean, so that's why I said that. But when I looked at his RSSI, it was neg 124, so seen that before where that happens.
Not me, you're talking about Dave, right? KF8S. Is mine a little bit better than 124? I can turn up the power a little bit.
Yeah, you're good. You're neg 93. Yeah, that was Dave. I think there's going dead here, too. At 17:35 tonight. But like I said, he was neg 124, so it could have been a signal issue. You know, put a false duck group in there. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm just using an indoor. I mean, I'm indoor. I imagine I'm going to be a horse.
It was a signal into the repeater, so you sound okay. You were in at 121 when you unkeyed that time. Go ahead and pick it up, Sean. Sorry. We'll take it. FU from SWR. Keep it SWR.
Well, I got to run, guys. So I'll be on later. WAEAP.
Okay, I got coil for my radio. Completely battery goes dead. Keep it SWR.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm going to clear too. I did hear him through Brand when I travel here. When you guys be on Brand my or I made it from AFAS.
Yeah, you didn't make it much that time, Dave. You ran no. So just give it a severe.
I'll try from higher up here. I was just saying that there was a station on Brandmeister that was trying to talk to us. We can't hear you because you got to be on Brandmeister 3104. I just happened to hear you on the tablet. Anyways, I'll be clear. Okay, F8S.
Sounds good. Good catch. Thanks for passing that along. Keep it up, Sevier.
I smell like my Anytone the best.
KFA BMW, I'm Brian Meister, MI5, statewide 161.
Yeah, you made it on 3401, but my battery keeps beeping on me every time I key up. I want to let you know you made it. Keep it up, Sevier.
Thanks, sir. I made it into 3104 instead of 3101, but appreciate help. I'll be local in Alpena. Try to monitor this channel from here on out. But thank you, sir. Have a good night. KFA BMW.
WAFU testing 1, 2, 3.
Are you getting things perfected yet?
How's this one sound, Wally?
Well, sounds pretty good. A bit loud, but let me see if that's in my end.
This is my old TYT MD390. and it's old. It's been so long since I've updated it that you're not even showing up in this thing. The contact list is that old. But, yeah, I got my Anytone is updating the contact list right now. It takes forever because I got all the extended information and everything. So I figured I'd grab this one while I was, since I threw everything else back in the box, I grabbed this one.
Yeah, very good. Are you going through the repair? It sounds a bit off. I can't place my finger on it, but it sounds a bit off.
Nope, I'm going into my hotspot.
Okay. When you get a chance, try going in without your hotspot. You should be able to hit it. No hurry. Just to see if there's a difference. Oh, did you check the accuracy rate, you know, the little burr rate in the program? In 8KPP, I haven't said that. I don't know if you're supposed to or not in digital.
Okay. How's this one sound? Well, except for the echo, I'm sure.
It sounds better, and I can hear the echo, so... Can you take the echo away for a second?
Hey, and all your vital information has shown up on this one. Anyhow, yeah, this is my Anytone to my open spot. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Very good. Okay, that sounds better, and I can recognize your voice.
Testing 1, 2. 3.
Trying to figure out how the burr works on this open spot. They've got a rolling chart, and it's got a very flat line down at the bottom, very little fluctuation. So I'm guessing that means it's a erroneous bits is what the line is supposed to indicate. There's no scaling on it, so I can't tell how much, but there's just every once in a while, there's a tiny little bump. I'm guessing that might be my burr is a pretty close with this radio.
Yeah, the chip software shows that same line, and it gives you some data up there, you know, percentage of air, but you basically use the line, so my guess if that's older software, you're probably pretty good on the burr. The other thing to do would be to check and see if can you hit the whatever the frequency is of the repeater. You should be able to hit that from where you're at. That thing's pretty, it works pretty well, and that's how I'm talking to you right now. I'm a little outside antenna going right to the tower.
Okay, I was over on Michigan because that radio is weird, but I don't think I got a bit error rate problem. But yeah, this software is very different than the CHP or the original PiStar stuff. I'm very, very familiar with all that. I'm working with an open spot here. I'm trying to understand it. I could go to any one of my PiStars or whatnot, and I could use that familiar interface, but I'm very much trying to understand this interface, so that wouldn't do me much good.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Is this the one, the older interface that you had, the older OpenSpot? So I imagine they probably got their own little setup, because I know they charge for it, which is fine, so I guess. But yeah, you're not too bad, so... Like I said, the only other thing, if you get a chance, I would try is, and I can give you a comparison. I think Dave is here somewhere, too. I think I saw him on the screen. If you can hit the regular repeater, and that way we can see. Still got an echo, and I don't know if you're making the echo or not, purposely.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to figure out what's going on here. There's no echo here, though, so I don't know what that's all about. I'm working on something different. Yes, I could make the machines. I just don't
for reasons. I don't feel like doing that right now. All right, anyhow, I'm going to get back to this. I'm putting around with some very specific stuff here now, trying to get some radios working with this Open Spot. And this is the latest, greatest stuff from Open Spot. I highly doubt there's a problem with it. I've never had a complaint. So I will investigate that later when I have the time to deal with it, to contend with it, and probably won't do it here on the statewide one. Anyhow, no E8, F you.
Very good. Have a good day. Chat later. I'll be here till about 11, and I'm calling it a night. Any KBB.
I don't have time for this stuff, but you keep playing.
I know. But, no, now I'm back to my Open Spot and my Anytone. I just did an update to my Anytone, and I just wanted to get back on track with that. The Renovuses are in a box, sealed up, no longer going to see the light of day at my house. I played with those all I have time for, but this is my radio with my hotspot. So I'm only complaining that it's not quite me. Are you noticing anything to that effect?
Oh, it seems fine to me, so I don't know. Maybe you had echo radio on in the background monitoring. I don't know. But I was monitoring you through Brandmeister has this thing called Hose Line. So I was monitoring over there, and it seemed fine.
Okay, well, I don't want to belabor it too long here on Statewide 1, but I just wanted a real quick second opinion, so... All right, I think everything's working normally. That's the bottom line. I don't have any glaring issue to deal with or anything like that. So, but yeah, I'm playing with it more than I wanted to. You should be watching cat videos, god darn it. W8FU.
KFA, that's clear.
Kind of addictive. N-A-K-P-P.
I missed that. You have a what?
No, I was just kind of signing out. It says it's kind of addictive. You're kind of looking for perfection. So, I get it.
No, it's not even that. I just, Don had a couple of these Redivis BT5 or whatever, something, SS GT5, whatever they are. The little ones that you can put that GD77 software on, so... I got sucked into the vortex of putting that software on those and then getting them hooked up. And then he had a little Open Spot, a very early version of the Open Spot, and I was trying to get that hooked up for Tom. And so I was trying to get the Redivis radio on the Open Spot 1 all working for Tom. And it just sucked me down this, and then I just got to the point where I was wasting too much time on it. And but it did bring me back here to DMR. So I'm just finishing it all up, and I'm just putting the finishing touches on things and getting back over to my radio and my hotspot. So that stuff's all boxed up and ready for whatever its next adventure is going to be. Not in this shack, though. So I'm not going for anything in particular. I'm just trying to get back to my equipment because I've been wasting a lot of time with those Redivises and stuff and that hotspot for Tom. So. That's all. So, no big deal. Everything's back to nominal. W8FU.
Very good. Keep dry. Well, we shall talk later. N-A-K-P-P.
Okay. Am I making Detroit? Statewide 1. W8FU.